Gender is never an easy topic. Gender inequality exists in almost all aspects of our life, be it culture, education, workplace, family, and so on. There are things that women sometimes unconsciously accept without understanding the consequences. Sexist joke, for example. Today, I'm going to meet Yasmin, a passionate feminist from Egypt. This berbagi frequency or sharing frequency is a room for a heart-to-heart discussion without judgment. And as usual, Cherika will be your host. Hello everyone, assalamualaikum, hello, selamat datang, welcome to the first episode of Berbagi Frequency in 2020. Yes, I know I have been away for some time, I have not been so productive, but here I am. Back again in Berlin, in Schöneberg, and I'm now in my kitchen. And I have a very special guest here. We've been trying to secure our date, yeah, to have a chat and to be with you guys in Berbagi Frequency. And yeah, it's been difficult to find the right time. But now we are here, and I'm going to introduce you to my friend Yasmin. Hello.
Hi, and hello everyone.
Welcome to my channel, to Berbagi Frequency.
It's an honor. And
yeah, I hope you all have a great start of the year, and I hope you too.
Yes, thank you.
Yes, it's been a good winter here. It's rather warm,
mm-hmm,
right? Yeah, it's rather warm, and we didn't get to see each other before.
I know,
like only December, I think, and then I went back home, and now we met again. Why I wanted to invite Yasmin here, because we have similarities, right? Mm-hmm. But she's not Indonesian, that's why I'm not using Bahasa for this podcast. So where are you from?
Well, I'm from Egypt, and I have been living in Berlin for 4 years.
For 4 years? Mm-hmm. So you are more senior than me, because I'm a newbie here.
A little bit, yes.
Yeah, and so for 4 years, and now what do you do and what's your background?
Well, I studied here electrical engineering, mm-hmm. and yeah, now I'm like just trying to figure out like what to do next.
Yeah, so, well, like everyone else.
Like everyone else.
Like me,
yes.
As well. Yeah. All right, but that's so cool. You're a woman, mm-hmm. Egyptian, studying electrical engineering.
Mm-hmm.
I know my boyfriend did that, but I cannot imagine myself, for example, doing that. Why would you do that? I mean, it's a very male-dominant industry, right?
Well, there's nothing such as male-dominant industry to start with. I think really women can do whatever they want, mm-hmm. and I just like this field, and I wanted to take the approach of like more renewable energy, sustainability, and so on. And I wanted to have like a first idea about like electrical engineering, because mm-hmm. it will definitely help me with whatever I want to do next. I just wanted to take a broader approach of like the whole field, and then get into like one specific thing, which is renewable energy and sustainability and so on. So that was my plan, actually, mm-hmm. which is I'm still working on, and yeah, I will let you know if it works out one
sure,
day.
Sure, it will. So we start with a very good statement from mm-hmm. you, like there's no such thing as male dominant
exactly.
industry. So
definitely.
Today it's gonna be our theme, basically.
Yes.
We're gonna talk about women, we're gonna talk about feminism, and we're gonna talk about Islam. Yeah, back again to your choice to study electrical engineering. I'm sure I'm not the only person who is curious, like how many women were there in your class?
Like here in Berlin we were three, but yeah.
See? Male is still dominating.
Yeah, but the funny part is that we were all Middle Eastern, like Egyptian and Moroccan. So yeah, I don't understand, like I thought it should be the other way around, that mm-hmm. people in Europe has mm-hmm. more, like, you know, they are more open to such fields, mm-hmm. like than in Egypt, but I figure out like in Egypt or in Morocco as well, or
right.
in our territory.
Yeah.
We have actually more women in these kind of fields.
Okay.
But here it's less, and it was shocking for me. But I think because women are always thinking about the easiest thing for them to do, or the most secure thing.
Mm.
But come on, I mean, yeah, we all are thinking about the most secure jobs for us to have, mm-hmm. and so on.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I would understand mm-hmm. like the whole situation, but I would definitely encourage more girls now to already start considering this as a future career.
Yeah.
Especially in sustainability, renewable energy, environment, climate policy, mm-hmm. because we definitely need more people in such fields.
Yeah, true.
And it's just like an open opportunity for everyone, mm-hmm. like no matter what, like man, woman, whatsoever. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I would definitely encourage more people to get into these fields if they like mm-hmm. this. Mm-hmm. I mean, if someone wants to do this already and scared or afraid,
yeah,
or so
they're
on.
Afraid of yes not getting employment because they're women. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I think now like more
it's okay.
Sorry. I think now like more companies are encouraging like there's something called a women quota or like a Frauenquota, mm-hmm. Which is companies are actually like they have to have a certain percentage of mm-hmm. women in their companies,
yeah.
And it's kind of at the moment mm-hmm. an advantage for companies to have. Like to recruit more mm-hmm. females and so on.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's also the encouragement is happening
yeah.
from
yeah.
like the governments, from mm-hmm. the companies
that's
to
good.
Have
yeah.
more women. So I think women have more chances or better chances in these fields as well. So I don't
right.
think it's
mm-hmm.
I think it's a good chance for anyone interested in this
yeah.
field.
Yeah.
We're not trying to push anyone to do
yeah.
something they don't want to do. Like
yeah.
I just like girls, remember that you don't have to fight like a battle that's not yours.
Mm-hmm.
Just do whatever you want. Just be whoever you want, and yeah. And you're always encouraged to do so.
Okay, I feel the feminism spirit here is very very strong.
Yes.
But yeah, it's interesting because just actually 2 days ago I was reading an article
mm-hmm.
In the European Union, for example, not only in Germany, only 24 out of 1,000 women
mm-hmm.
actually have degree in ICT.
Mm-hmm.
Nowadays we have all things like related to AI, cloud computing, digitalization
mm-hmm.
of everything, and yet only 24 that have that degrees and only 6 that actually pursued career in that field.
Yes.
The rest is still very traditional, like either being, you know, a
mm-hmm.
caretaker, nursing or teachers.
Mm-hmm.
It's sad because I'm sure out of this many women
mm-hmm.
for sure there will be people who actually want to do something different,
yes,
but they are too afraid to pursue it
mm-hmm.
or they are not brave enough to pursue it.
Well, I think these are the kind of fields that you cannot just decide suddenly that I want to do it now, because
mm-hmm.
it requires really a preparation from like preparing
true.
From
yeah.
when you're already
yeah, school,
young
like,
and
early,
in school
yeah.
because you have to be like really good at mathematics
mm-hmm.
and all these kind
mm-hmm.
of like programming and all these kind of things.
Mm-hmm.
So I think if we start introducing our little girls to these
mm-hmm.
things in early age, it will be
yeah.
Like definitely very helpful when they grew up and one day to decide to do this.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we should give the our girls the same opportunity as boys
mm-hmm.
because they are like boys are more introduced to this in younger age
yeah.
than
yeah.
Like girls. I think if we give both the same opportunity and then they both can go and just choose whatever field
mm-hmm.
they want.
Mm-hmm.
So I just like imagine it's something that lies on us now as
mm-hmm.
Like adults, or you know, to just give little girls and boys as well. We can
yeah
we can
yeah.
give them a chance
yeah.
as well. Like
yeah.
the chance to actually be like exposed to this field from
mm-hmm.
Young age, because
yeah.
I think ICT is really a difficult field,
mm-hmm.
and I don't think myself I will be able to do
yeah.
this one.
But
to
you're
be
also
honest. I mean, electrical yeah. engineering for me, I find it a little bit you know, easier.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say so.
Okay. One of the things that people also talk about, women are a bit afraid of going into science field or engineering field
mm-hmm.
because they don't have role models in that. Is that true? I mean, if you pursue that degree, do you know like a female engineer who's like been successful in that field and you want to become
mm-hmm.
one day like her? Like, I cannot name anyone.
Yes. No, there are a lot of loads of people, mm-hmm. Females in this mm-hmm. field, to be honest, and in every field actually there yeah. must be okay. one female.
Yeah, yeah. And we have to make them famous.
Yes, we have yeah. to make them famous because once women focus on something, they really have the motive to do something great in it. Mm-hmm. So in our field, there are a lot. I think the first code ever that was mm-hmm. written in programming yeah. was written by a female, and based on this was other things. Yes, I don't remember her name. To be honest, I'm really bad with names. I don't remember any names.
But for sure, she's a woman.
Yeah. I know there are a lot of women mm-hmm. that are good in these fields, uh-huh. and mm-hmm. yeah, the one thing is we have to make them famous, mm-hmm. and if we're interested in this field, then we have to talk about them and so mm-hmm. on.
Yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. okay.
So you moved from Egypt. Where in Egypt?
Well, it's a small city in Alexandria, so people will probably don't know it, so mm-hmm. we will not mention the name. But
I want to know. People can Google it.
Better not.
Okay, so you came all the way from Egypt
yes.
to Germany, and for sure there's a big difference mm-hmm. between living there and living here. Mm-hmm. What's the biggest or what's the most significant difference that you experience?
Probably the biggest difference is living here without my family.
Mm-hmm. That's very personal, though.
That's very personal, yes. Yeah. And I think it's the same for everyone who's away from their family studying mm-hmm. somewhere. Mm-hmm. But in terms of socially,
and culturally,
mm-hmm. I cannot really tell because I'm quite really adaptive to any culture or any place I go. Mm-hmm. So I haven't really felt this cultural shock kind of thing.
Okay.
It was so far it was fine for me. Mm-hmm. So I cannot really focus on one big difference. Mm-hmm. I cannot mm-hmm. say something in certain thing.
Yeah.
So I'm probably not the best person to be honest.
Okay. Well, what about freedom? Do you feel like you are freer here than back home?
Well, in each country there are boundaries still because mm-hmm. I'm here as a woman wearing hijab. Mm-hmm. And it's not really people don't really understand this yet. Mm-hmm. So of course I'm having some kind of boundaries with this until people will actually realize and understand this. Back in Egypt, I have maybe some other other kind of boundaries. So mm-hmm. I think we still put different boundaries on women actually. Mm-hmm. So yes, freedom. We can call it different types mm-hmm. of boundaries.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Okay. Just before you came here, I made yes. a bit of research about mm-hmm. Egyptian women, and I found an interesting report written by Der Spiegel. It's a German media. And they wrote about sexual harassment in the daily life of Egyptian women.
Mm-hmm.
Is it true that these things still exist there?
Well, it's quite a thing, yes, in mm-hmm. Egypt that women have to go through daily. But I can say that it's one of the things that made Egyptian women very strong women
mm-hmm.
and always fighting for their rights mm-hmm. and so on. So it's something happening in Egypt. Mm-hmm. I cannot really tell, I don't have the statistics to say the percentage of this and so on. Mm-hmm. But it's quite one of the things that make you realize how strong Egyptian women are. Mm-hmm. So yes.
So they usually fight back?
Usually, yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Usually they fight back. Mm-hmm. And I think it helps you a lot wherever you travel. And mm-hmm. if anyone is annoying you in any kind of way, you're just used not to, shut up or
silence.
Don't say anything. Yeah. We're not used to silence anymore.
All right.
So it's one of the things that made Egyptian women really strong.
Mm-hmm. Okay. This mm-hmm. is interesting.
Yes.
Because, here, for example, we belong to the same Facebook group, right?
Yes.
We read every day. There's always women sharing their stories in the train or in the shop or wherever they mm-hmm. get harassed.
Yes.
Be it verbally or physically. Mm. And some people don't know how to react and they just silence and cry, and then she mm-hmm. just blow it up in social media, but that doesn't help, right?
Yes, but one of the things I'm sure about that Egyptian women will always know how to react. And
okay.
If there are any Egyptian women listening to us, mm-hmm. now they can also add their opinion.
Okay.
But I'm quite sure because I have seen a lot of situations in Egypt where women really took this to the next level and went to a court of law and so on.
Okay.
And they actually won. Mm-hmm. And once something like this happened, mm-hmm. once a woman actually go to the court and actually have like her rights back,
mm-hmm.
It makes us like all prouder and it makes her some sort of a hero for all of us,
you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm. You just feel the empowerment right there.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we're always encouraged that like just don't to shut your mouth in such situation. It's always it's your right to fight back. Mm-hmm. Such a mm-hmm. thing.
Okay. Now back again about Islam and you being women here with hijab, do you feel like your hijab limits you from your activities here?
Well, it doesn't limit me from mm-hmm. anything because mm-hmm. I will always do whatever I want.
Mm-hmm.
But it just, I think it's something that you're gonna face everywhere in the
yeah.
world, which mm-hmm. is stereotyping.
Yeah.
Which is one of the things that's really ruining, you know, the unity of the
mm-hmm.
world.
Mm-hmm.
Because we always like stereotype about whatever nationality we don't really know very well.
Yeah.
So when people see a woman with hijab, they automatically, download all these ideas.
Yeah.
It's like they are programmed to think so.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm usually asked like from the same very very same questions from very different people.
Yeah.
Like over the 4 years I have been asked all the time the same kind of questions from different
such
people.
As? Like why are you wearing hijab
yeah. and so on. And the funny part is some of my friends are Muslims and don't wear hijab,
mm-hmm.
which is fine,
mm-hmm.
by the way, it's
mm-hmm.
normal.
Yeah.
And they are asked, when people know they are Muslims, they ask them, why aren't you wearing hijab? So I don't see where the problem is.
Well, I get that question too.
I don't see where the problem exactly.
Mm-hmm.
But I find it as a very personal decision.
Mm-hmm.
And a very strong one as well.
Mm-hmm.
And people usually ask, were you forced to wear this?
Mm-hmm.
Which is,
yeah.
I've been living alone in Berlin for 4 years.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure no one forced me to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just a very personal decision, actually.
Mm-hmm.
So what I have faced here is a stereotyping more than anything else.
Yeah. Okay. With all your interactions all these years with Germans, non-German, basically people living here, have you had any unpleasant experience?
If
it's not just related to hijab, but it's just general.
Mm-hmm. Well, racism exists everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if foreigners went to Egypt, they will face some unpleasant experience.
Okay.
As well.
So
like,
I should
come
not
on.
Be sad.
If we go to Indonesia, we're going to face some sort of situation.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this kind of situations can happen to anyone anywhere.
Yeah.
As long as you're a foreigner in another country,
mm-hmm.
People like... I'm sorry to call to say this, but such the kind of stupid people will always think that they can like make advantage of you or make you feel uncomfortable or use your situation to make you feel that they are, to make themselves feel that they are better than someone.
So
this exists everywhere, actually, I would
mm-hmm.
say. And yes, I have had some unpleasant situations,
mm-hmm.
But as long as you know your rights and you know who you are, where you came from, and you know you're just really confident in yourself, you will be able to fight back such a situation.
Yeah, I think that's a very good point. Like, I know some people who, some Indonesians, for example, coming here, and they feel the need because obviously we look different, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're not Caucasian. And some people feel the need to change themselves.
Yes.
In order to be accepted, in order to adapt.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe in that sense, like I can tell like, they're not comfortable in their own skin in the end. And it really shows their insecurity and, well, in the end it's their choice, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it's too bad that you should be proud of where you come from and who you are as a
mm-hmm.
person, right?
I mean, if the decision comes from the person himself that he wants to
mm-hmm.
change, that he feels better being this or that,
mm-hmm.
then it's fine. But if the community
forced.
Put a pressure on you to do
mm-hmm.
so, I wouldn't like it actually. It would be a fault in the society that we don't want in a country that call itself a first world country, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So I would prefer if people are more, you know, educate themselves more about the different people living in their community, especially that Berlin is very international and very vibrant. And you will see the two type of things. Mm-hmm. People who are really have no idea about, like, they're living in Berlin, mm-hmm. very international environment, but they have no idea about any international things. And at the same time, people who are really, really educated about it, people who are mm-hmm. super nice mm-hmm. in a way that you will never find in any other country.
Yeah.
So you get this kind of feeling that you don't really know how to react anymore about this.
There's always... Well, two sides of the story. Okay, we talk about the unpleasant experience. What about mm-hmm. the pleasant one? Like, maybe you thought at the beginning, okay, maybe I will not be accepted here because I'm different, blah, blah, blah. But then you found, mm-hmm. you know, kindness in people.
Well, I have seen definitely a lot of kindness. Mm-hmm. As we talked before, that we're in the same group mm-hmm. of women living in Berlin. Mm-hmm. And this is one of my favorite things about Berlin, actually, and about living here, that I have met like a really strong bond of really strong women
mm-hmm.
who are supporting each other. And this kind of group is really supportive in every sort of way.
Mm-hmm.
And you will never feel alone, actually, being part of
it.
That's true, right?
Yeah.
I mean, this is actually how we met. And I think we met when I was talking about an unpleasant situation that happened to me.
Yeah.
And then everyone was really supportive mm-hmm. and they really encouraged me. And I think this is how we met as well.
Okay, so people actually make connection.
Yes, people actually make connection, and it's really, I really like the female bond in Berlin. Mm-hmm. It's amazing.
In the last few years or so, globally, there has been a strong movement towards a more far right-wing policies, a more inward-looking, the more closed-minded policies are now in favor in, you know,
mm-hmm.
some countries, including in Germany, including Indonesia as well. What's the situation in Egypt now?
We definitely have the same thinking and the same ideas exist everywhere, I would say. But it's something that I wouldn't encourage, because like the consequences of this are not like really the best. I think we had this before in Egypt, like in the 50s and 60s. Egypt was more like the Berlin of the world, to be like, you know.
Yeah,
it was like really vibrant, really international and so on. But then people started calling for, no, we don't want more foreigners, we don't want anything, blah, blah, blah. And then they started actually working towards this. You will see, like, looking back at the history, you will see that Egypt changed a lot between this and that. So diversity is definitely something to hold on to, which is something I would like, I really respect and love myself.
Mm-hmm.
So mm-hmm.
and also recently, like, there are more people I think wanting to travel to countries like Egypt.
Yes.
But they are scared because of what they see in the media and so on. So is it safe now to travel for us?
Actually, it's pretty safe in Egypt at the moment. Like, I did a tour with my friend in October. She's a German, and my sister. We were three girls traveling around Egypt. We literally went everywhere in Egypt, to every edge and every city. Yes, it was really, really good. And at every point, the security was really, you know, careful with us, and they took our number and our information, and they gave us a number to call in case anything happened. And in each and every city, we had something similar to this, and at each and every place we went to, people were really careful, and because they just want to secure tourists who are coming to Egypt. And you will see actually that a lot of websites are talking at the moment about how tourism in Egypt is coming back really strong,
mm-hmm.
and I would confirm this to be honest.
Okay.
After my trip with my sister and my friend, it was really nice and we had so much fun.
Okay, then we will probably have to make another episode to talk about places to visit, right?
only tourism
topic. Okay, so we've talked a lot, but to close this episode, as modern young women, we still have a lot of hope and dreams to pursue, right?
Yes.
I like to call myself young.
Yes. Go ahead and do it.
And do you think, how do you think we should move forward with this? You know, we, at the beginning of the year, we have so many unpleasant news that we heard here and there. But we still have to keep ourselves positive in
motivated,
a way.
Motivated, yes.
Yes, exactly. So, any ideas, thoughts? Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, we just have to support each other, no matter how, like women, men, we all have to support each other and believe in each other and just focus on how to get the world to, you know, out of this phase, racism and all of these things. Diversity is definitely one thing to hold on to. Mm-hmm. And yes, I guess it's really in our hands, and we like whatever we want to do, we can do, like, as long as we believe in each other and we trust in each other.
All right.
Yes.
It's very nice talk today.
Thank you.
Well, thank you, Yasmina, for joining us, and hopefully we'll get to talk again one day.
Yes. Thank you so
much. All right.
Cheers.
Ciao.